the book Hebrews, part 266, aan Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Joshua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, especially the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, which I haven't written, but I've got copyright and distributing rights and printing rights and translating rights, everything from the Americans. So I have a couple of copies available. They're not available in any bookshop in the world. There's not one bookshop, not even Amazon has got them. So you can contact me. I've got a couple. The best English stroke Hebrew Bible you can lay your hands on. My contact number is South Africa's plus 27 international code 0722 367 124, or just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za, as you can see on my right hand side here. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very, very welcome. But it's very important to start from part one, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe in order to receive all the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Also our TikTok messages. Share this link with your friends and families, everyone that you love. Make sure you leave us a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege to study together. We are currently busy with Hebrews chapter 11, and we are using Matthew 17 verse 20 and further on for our confirmation scriptures. Now, you will remember on Friday I said, for the weekend homework, go and study Hebrews 17 verse 1 and onwards. We were in verse 20 and onwards. Now I'm just going to read verse 20 just to get the flow of it. And Yahushua said unto them, because of your unbelief, he was speaking to his disciples, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence yourself, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. What? The grain of a mustard seed. Yahushua said, what I've done, you shall have done, and even more. This is the promise that he gave to every Yahushua. What I've done, you shall do, and even more. But on the end of the day, we are not the ones that heal. We pray for the sick. We pray for the lost souls. But we can't save and we can't heal. So what do we do? We do we do what we can, what is necessary. And Yahushua and Yahweh through the Ruach will do the impossible. We do the possible, they will do the impossible. Hallelujah. He says, the nothing shall be impossible unto you. Verse 21, however, this kind, now he's speaking further. However, this kind, 2,000 years ago, and he was referring to apostle, to John the Immerser or the baptizer, disciples. He said, however this kind 2,000 years ago, John's the Immerser's disciples, goes not out by prayer and fasting. Remember, the disciples came to Yahushua and they say, why don't we fast? Yahushua says, why? He said, because the disciples of John the baptizer, they are fasting. And Yahushua asked him one question. Do you have the bridegroom? Yes. Well, then you don't need to fast. Why did John the Immerser, why did his disciples fast? Because they have not received Yahushua, the bridegroom. And that's why we don't fast. I don't need to put my body under strain to show anything, or take a chain with a couple of nails in it and weld the nails onto the chain and heat myself. And they do this every Easter weekend in Jerusalem. the Della Rosa wrote, I want to, and then they cry and they eat themselves and their blood is pouring down. We don't need to put our bodies under submission of eating ourselves or even fasting. Why? Because Yahushua has received the power. He's conquered death and Hades. He's alive. He's coming back again. He ascended into heaven with a promise that he's coming to take us where he is. That is the coming or the parousia in Greek. So what are we waiting for? He's coming. So we don't need to do certain things. But being in the Pentecostal churches all our lives when we were young, we grew up in the Pentecostal churches. And then we prayed, pray and fasting. Prayer, you must pray, it's communication. If you don't pray, you don't communicate, you can't communicate with the Father, the Son, through the Ruach HaKodesh. So prayer is important, but we don't need to fast. We don't need to fast. Oh, we have to anoint ourselves with oil and fasting and prayer. No. The anointment of oil was because they did not have the Ruach. They did not understand the Ruach HaKodesh. And the anointing of oil was part of the supplement for the Ruach HaKodesh. And the fruits of the Ruach HaKodesh. 1 Corinthians 14. The fruits of the Ruach HaKodesh should be visible in our lives. We don't need oil. We need the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh. That's why Yahushua says he does not live in temples made by hands. He lives in our bodies, in our soul dimensions. However, this guy 2,000 years ago, he was referring to John the Immersers, does not go out by prayer and fasting. And while they gobbled in Galilee, Yahushua said unto them, so while they stayed in Galilee, Yahushua said unto them, the Son of Man shall be just betrayed. He doesn't say the Son of Yahweh. The Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men. In other words, the Roman soldiers, the Pharisees, the Sanhedrin, the Pharisees and Sadducees, into the church, the Hebrew churches, he should be delivered into the hands. The Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men. And when I look in this 21st century, I see this is happening all over again. When I see that Temple Mount Committee is promoting a third temple and bringing back the sacrificials, atonement by the blood of animals and the 613 laws of men, another high priest, and all the laws which was made redundant by the blood of Yahushua. They betrayed Yahushua all over again. They betrayed him. You know this, we're living in 2016, in January now, 2016. And every second week there's on YouTube, on Google, there's one or another story with a photo and everything of Jesus that's appearing on the rock of the Dome of the Rock. And it's not. It's all laser technology. And by that, they're blinding the people to believe lies. He's not going to appear. He's not coming back where he's going to appear upon the roof of the Dome of the Rock. He has got no intentions to stay on the Dome of the Rock or any temple. If Father Yahweh had desire in any temple anymore, 2,000 years ago, more than 2,000 years ago, he would not allow Emperor Titus 70 AY to destroy the temple. Burn down the temple, destroy the walls of Jerusalem, taking captivity all the Israelites. He wouldn't allow it. But he has no desire in manifesting himself through a temple anymore, or any tabernacle. He says, but your bodies is the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh, where Yahushua is the head of this temple. So where does he manifest himself? Not up in the air somewhere. No, yeah, this is where he's functioning. Every day. The Ruach HaKodesh is working through our cardinal mind, our inner self. Isn't that wonderful? That we can be the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh, and that's why we are obliged to keep our temples in holiness. Because Yahushua cannot live in a place where there's sin. He cannot function if there's sin in my life. That's why we have the facility of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, that leads and guides us in all righteousness, and it convinces us of sin and unrighteousness. We used to sing a chorus many, many years ago, it's the blood alone, the blood of Yahushua. It can save, it can heal, it can satisfy. Hallelujah. And it has never changed. People has changed, dogmas have changed, theology has changed, churches has changed, but Yahushua has never changed. He's always the same. So when he stayed in Galilee, Yahushua unto them, the Son of Man shall be betrayed, and we see this in 2026. How even churches betrays Yahushua in bringing in different things into the churches to make it more spiritually. All they need to do is practice the word. They don't need to bring in anything, any spiritual gimmick. They just need to teach the word. Preach against sin. Preach the standard of holiness. That's the main two things. If you can preach this, sin, preach against sin, preach against Satan with a small s and his evil spirits, and take a stand against sin and preach holiness unto the people, then you are making disciples for Yahushua. And not to live in lies. We're living in the time of the great lies. Nothing more than the internet. Ever. The influence the internet has got in lives of people today. It's unbelievable. Why? Because it's so easily obtainable. You can take any subject and you type it in on your computer and there's it. Voila, it's there. And you can read what you like. And like I've said a million times already before, and I'm going to say it again, 99% of those articles are written by atheists, agnostic people, Buddhists, and they don't, and Satanists. And then ordinary church people read it, and pastors get the information from the internet to preach their messages on a Sunday. To have something to teach and preach, and it's wrong information. It's wrong information. And we as the Yahvist in this 21st century, we need to stand firm in the revelation name of Yahweh and Yahushua our Elohim, through the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh. Now Yahushua continues in verse 23, as he says, and they shall kill him. And they shall kill him. Today in 2026, we see how Yahushua are killed over and over and over again, with people rejecting the resurrection blood of Yahushua, the atonement that was given for our sins. not the atonement of doves and lambs, but the blood of the son of Yahshua. The time is caught up with us. Tomorrow morning, if his father's will, I'm going to discuss verse 23 with you, because there's something here you need to hear, and don't miss it. Till tomorrow morning, let's do what we are called to do, and that is to sow the seed of life. Maranatha. Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.